You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. Protesters from across the country gathered outside the Family Immigrant Detention Center in Dilley over the weekend. Blue Bunny Brigade organizer Griselda Vera said the effort started as a small meeting and quickly grew into a volunteer network.
This started as a small caravan, and I thought maybe there was going to be 6 or 7 people that show up from the valley to come up here. And look at all these people that jumped on from all over the U.S. People flew in from New York, from Florida. There's people from every type of organization. We need this.
Advocates say more than 300 people are currently being held in Dilley. San Antonio Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro says conditions at the facility have deteriorated. Federal officials maintain the center provides basic services for families awaiting deportation. Today is the first day of early voting for the Saturday, May 2nd municipal election. TPR's Camille Phillips breaks down the education issues on the ballot in Bexar County.
First up, it's the Alamo Colleges, where 4 candidates are competing to be the District 9 trustee representing Northeast Bexar County. The 2 other Alamo Colleges trustees up for re-election ran unopposed. Next, residents in Alamo Heights, Medina Valley, Northeast, and Southwest ISD all have decisions to make for school board. 2 seats are up for grabs in each of the 4 school districts. Several races are between business-minded folks and candidates with a background in education, health, government, or science. And last but not least, Schertz-Cibolo Universal City ISD is asking voters to approve a $295 million bond election. SCUC's Prop A is for school buses, secure entries, HVACs, and roofs. Prop B is for stadium renovations and turf. Prop C is for new computers and tablets. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.
And for more information on the candidates and the election, you can go to tpr.org for our complete voter guide. San Antonio City Council is looking to expand the city's Ambassador Summer Internship Program to include at-risk youth. TPR's Ivana Bascalera reports.
San Antonio Human Services Director Melody Woosley presented Councilwoman Terry Castillo's request to develop a pilot ambassador program for at-risk youth and youth who may be involved in the justice system. Woosley shared statistics of other programs in the country that have succeeded in reducing crimes through programs like the one requested. For example, the Action for Boston Summer Youth Employment Program showed a 35% decrease in violent crime charges and a 57% decrease in property crime charges in the 17 months after completion. Juan Ramos is the director of the R3 Student Outreach, an organization that provides mentorship-based educational and career readiness support for youth and young adults. Ramos showed his support for the request at the City Council B session.
While the City of San Antonio's Ambassador Program serves as a vital and proven bridge to professional careers, its current eligibility requirements, which ask for a high school diploma and 2 years of college, exclude the very disconnected youth who need these opportunities the most.
The City Council is sending the request to the Educational Opportunities Committee for review. I'm Ivana Bascalera in San Antonio.
The San Antonio Spurs opened their playoff run with a Game 1 win over the Portland Trail Blazers last night, and it was the Victor Wembanyama show. TPR's Stan Katz has the story.
Before the game, Wembanyama learned that he's a finalist for both league MVP and Defensive Player of the Year. Then he went out and played like it.
There goes Wembanyama. Took it off the glass, put it behind his back, trying to extend a 7-0 run. Spin it on off you. All the way to the basket!
He scored 35 points in his highly anticipated postseason debut, setting a Spurs franchise record and passing Tim Duncan for the most in a playoff debut in team history.
He wants to go at him.
Little dance, little spin, little window.
And
as for you, Tim Duncan.
The young Spurs had a balanced game, with Stephon Castle and De'Aaron Fox each adding 17. San Antonio led most of the way, pulled away early in the fourth quarter, and built a lead as large as 21.
Shot clock at 4, Wemby stepping back, taking 3. Making 3!
In front of a crowd splashed in Fiesta colors, with Spurs colors on display from San Antonio to Wemby's home country of France, San Antonio won the game 111-98. And if you were downtown, you could hear it. The honking down Commerce Street is back. Game 2 is Tuesday night at the Frost Bank Center. The best of 7 series then heads to Portland. I'm Dan Katz in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.